You cannot have a show on dairy during the Christmas season and not talk about eggnog.
Absolutely. Not in our house anyway.
That's right.
I try to hide. You know, it keeps coming out earlier and earlier.
So yeah, baby.
I don't let it go to the grocery store, you know, in that little gap time. I try to make it wait as long as it can. Sorry.
That's a good strategy.
Oh,
that's worth a good
sucker.
10 pounds, man.
I'm a sucker for eggnog. Man, I love eggnog. I don't know why they don't make that available all year long. And I found something on ArizonaMilk.org that says milk is the original sports drink. It's been fueling the will to win since 776 B.C.
What? Wow.
That's quite the history.
So there you go.
Milk is a highly nutritious beverage. It has 13 essential nutrients in it naturally.
And I'll tell you something else. After a hot, sweaty run, the best thing to have? Glass of chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah?
Chocolate milk.
Okay. It's a recovery drink.
Great recovery. Yeah.
Dan Zeis and Alice Cooper Memorial Container chocolate milk.
But that chocolate milk is absolutely a great muscle recovery and muscle rebuilding beverage. And it's more than just the great taste, but the type of protein in milk actually is a very high quality protein that does help rebuild and build muscle mass better than most other types of protein.
So on that point, what are the local products that we can be really proud of here in Arizona now that we are more sophisticated shoppers, certainly the Rosie on the House listeners, because they know that code 04 means it's local. But give us the rundown of some of these amazing local products.
You know, almost every type of milk in your dairy case is local. For instance, Shamrock is local. Fairlife is local. All of the private label brands, the Safeway Albertsons brands, the Bash's brands, the Fry's brands, all local. And Danzeisen milk is local. So you have a wide variety of milks and eggnogs to choose from, and they all are local.
What are some of the things that we don't think about? I was kind of amazed. So, Rosie, you had a question about this, the cheeses that, you know.
The cheese industry. In Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona provides a lot of milk that goes into making cheese. And actually, many people don't realize this, but some of the milk from Arizona farms goes to a company called Schreiber Foods that makes the slices of cheese for McDonald's across the nation.
So that's coming right out of here in Arizona.
It is. Cool. It is. And then also in Arizona, there is a little cheese shop at a store called Milk and More on Broadway and Hardy in Tempe, and they make the cheese fresh daily. And you can go to arizonacheese.com and see some of the cheeses they make, but they make cheese, they make cheese curds, and they do amazing holiday cheese boxes at very reasonable prices. And again, it's local. And it's fresh.
And I did post that on our Facebook page. So if you missed all that information, just hop on over there and you can give them a call and order up your box.
The name of the store again?
The store is called Milk and More.
Okay.
And the website is arizonacheese.com. And they do all kinds of cheeses, but you can also order cheese boxes for the holidays, for neighbors and friends, or for get-togethers. And it's a great place to go and a great value.
Worth mentioning, too, it's pickup only.
Pickup only, but you can call in your order or you can go online and order it.
Perfect.
Okay. Why wouldn't you want jalapeno cheese curds?
No, especially in Arizona.
I mean to tell you, why would you not drive there and not buy
fresh
a 5-pound bag of jalapeno cheese curds?
I have to be really careful because I could go through a whole bag. I love the jalapeno cheese curds, and they also have like a black pepper cheese curd.
Ooh.
And a regular cheese curd. So there's quite the variety, and if you've never tried cheese curds, they are amazing. And again, they make them fresh every week.
And thank you, by the way, for the cheese boxes that you brought to the Romero family and myself.
Thank you.
So in that box were 2 packets of the cheese curds, and then what else was?
4 16-ounce blocks of cheese as
okay.
well.
Okay. And again, that's
beautiful
all made
presentation
local.
As well.
Yes. It was neat. One other thing that you've been noting, we talk about and all of the information that you provided for the show, Arizona Dairy is also exporting in the form of powders. So our Arizona milk is going all over the world.
Our milk is going all over the world, and besides going into milk and cheese, we also have milk going into Erman's yogurt, a plant in Casa Grande. We also have Daisy sour cream and cottage cheese, which is from our milk. Franklin Foods cream cheese utilizes our milk, and Safeway's Select ice cream utilizes our milk as well. So a variety of products besides milk and cheese, and many of the powders are exported all over the world.
That is
who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew driving the Arizona highways and byways that over the horizon somewhere we had 250,000 cows producing 80% of the dairy products we're buying local in our neighborhood grocery stores? We're here discovering the world of Arizona dairy with Miss Tammy Baker. We appreciate you coming in this morning. She's with the Arizona Milk Producers Association, and Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. We're going to be back, and I get to ask my number one gripe about the dairy industry when we get back.